On FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The thousands of men who died fighting in the Battle of the Somme have been remembered.
We all stand together to honour those brave young men of all nations who, when the whistles blew, rose up and walked into the guns, knowing that that day could well be their last.
It's exactly 100 years since the World War I battle began, which left over a million casualties. 20,000 UK troops died on the July the 1st, 1916, more than on any other day in the history of the British Army. The Prime Minister is currently attending a service at the Thiepval Memorial in northern France. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, is also there.
It's simply there's too much sorrow, too much sense of why, looking down here at the Valley of the Somme and the troops who walked up from down the bottom there, German troops here who'd been shelled for 150 hours. You have to ask, what else can you do but weep?
Meantime, a tribute to those who lost their lives has also been projected onto the White Cliffs of Dover overnight. Military historian John Cooksey says it's vital young people get to visit the site to know what happened.
You have to walk the ground in order to get a feeling for what happened. You look at the ground, look at where the German machine guns, that is so often talked about, where they were, and how the great swathes of no man's land that the men had to cross.
KMFM News.
Michael Gove insists he's the right person to be the next Prime Minister. He's promised to spend more money on the NHS if he's elected and argues the next Tory leader should be in favour of leaving the EU. The Justice Secretary says he'll also make big changes to immigration policy in the wake of the referendum results.
The promise to take back control of our borders. I will end free movement, introduce an Australian-style points-based system for immigration, and bring numbers down.
Theresa May, Andrea Leadsom, Stephen Crabb and Liam Fox are also running. As you heard in the travel, there are still delays to Eurotunnel services from Folkestone this afternoon after a train broke down in the Channel Tunnel. Passengers had to be evacuated after it happened at around 5 yesterday evening. Door-to-door inquiries are being carried out after reports a man tried to abduct a girl in Sittingbourne. He reportedly attempted to grab her while she was walking her dog in the Beaconsfield Road area at around 7 last night. Police are investigating.
KMFM News.
A new smaller fire engine, meaning emergency crews will be able to get to jobs faster in parts of North Kent, has been introduced. Josh has been to take a look around at the slimline vehicle at Swanscombe Fire Station for KMFM.
Well, it still has a loud siren and blue flashing lights, but it weighs 6 tonnes less. And as its name suggests, it's slimmer to help firefighters get around the county's narrow and congested roads.
The blue lights are a lot brighter. They're all LED now, so of a night time it can become like really effective for other drivers to see you.
It also costs £50,000 less than current models and only carries the equipment firefighters use every day.
It's forever changing, and like this, I say, it's a new bit of kit, but it's very effective. We've used it a lot in training, and it's very good.
This is just one of 29 of these new engines, which will be rolled out across the county in the coming months.
And they might be on a break right now, but One Direction will win an award for Best Live Act later. They've beaten Adele and Ed Sheeran to the Silver Clef Award. The event, which raises money for a music charity, takes place in London.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Gareth Bale hopes to set up a showdown with Real Madrid teammate Cristiano Ronaldo tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, if Wales beat Belgium in Lille, they'll play Portugal in the Euro 2016 semi-finals. Bale says he and his teammates work well together as a unit.
We know our team shape, we know our strengths, we know our weaknesses, and we know exactly what needs to be done. So we're a very well-organised team, and I think that's probably the main reasons why we're doing so well.
On to cricket, and Kent have won their latest T20 Blast match against Sussex Sharks by 10 runs at Canterbury. The Spitfires made 166 for 6 from their 20 overs last night before restricting the visitors to 156 for 4. Kent travelled to Chelmsford to take on Essex in the competition tonight. Thousands of children from across the county are taking part in the final day of the Kent School Games. 50 schools are heading to Margate for the beach volleyball finals and an American football demonstration. The games were set up by by KCC and Sport England after the London Olympics in 2012. And in tennis, Britain's Dan Evans takes on seven-time winner Roger Federer at Wimbledon later. Wildcard Tara Moore faces two-time Grand Slam champion Svetlana Kuznetsova.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.